This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, a lot to discuss here today. We'll get to the biggest news over the weekend. It really wasn't a shock. We were just almost like we were waiting for it. We'll get to that in a few minutes and what it all means for the present and the future of the Philadelphia 76ers. We start, though, with an idea that these two guys in here, Kyle and Hugh over here, trying to convince me on extending Jalen Hurts' contract, even though it has 4 years left on it, even though they already made him one of the higher-paid quarterbacks a couple years ago, extending his contract to open up cap space here. How about this? 71% of the people in our poll early on want to do this. 71% want to add like 6 years and $360 million.
I did a great job of explaining.
Or they have amnesia and forgot the season and just remember the Super Bowl.
I did a hell of a job explaining.
I didn't like the way you said that, by the way. These guys in here.
Well, I mean,
sometimes you and I are geniuses.
Yeah, sometimes. Most of the time. All the time.
Hugh had to settle in after a long week of being right about everything
right.
He said.
How about that tweet we saw over the weekend?
Cracked that bird game,
yeah,
man.
And, yeah. Long week of being right?
Yeah. I'm just like, man, I just was reflecting. I'm like, I be dropping knowledge like a mofo on that station, bruh.
And yet every day, not so much today because the people are with you for the most part today, but every day people tell you you're wrong. How does that
every
feel?
Every day. Because I don't pay attention. I'm on that Jalen Hurts stuff.
Oh.
I don't worry about the ridicule.
You hear the spin here. This is Hugh asking for more money. I mean, he's like, I'm like Jalen. I drop all these knowledge.
We're about to be up.
There it is. See, I knew it was deep down. All right, 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles extend Hurts' contract right now to free up more money, spread out the cap hits? So that, you know, Kyle and Hugh say yes. The reason I'm on no isn't because Jalen was excellent, and I'm happy he's here for the next 4 years, and I expect him to keep playing good football and to be, you know, a really good Eagles quarterback for the next 4 years. But I don't know what his 30s look like. I don't know what his body looks like. I've seen quarterbacks like Russell Wilson, Donovan McNabb, Cam Newton all fall off around the age of 30. And that could it happen to Jalen? Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to wait until I get more years, more information. I'll revisit this in a couple years. Not today. Mike in Vineland's up. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, Joe and you?
Hey, how you
Mike,
doing,
I'm
man?
Good. What's up? We're good.
Joe, first I'm going to address you.
Okay.
You know, you are so down on Jalen, that is the reason why you have your tape. But this is what I say.
I don't think I'm down on Jalen, Mike. I think Jalen is a champion. He's a tremendous quarterback.
But here's the reality to life. You don't know what you're going to be like years down the road, let alone a professional player. That's why you give yourself the best chance to win by fielding the best team possible.
So, Mike, I agree with your premise, but why don't more teams give out 10-year contracts to quarterbacks?
Well, here's the thing. First and foremost, when you have a quarterback that after his rookie years and he did pretty well, you give him that big contract. Mm-hmm. Well, the Eagles wasn't in that situation. They had good players around Jalen. So now that Jalen proved himself, you know, in order to keep that good mix, you have to open it up by spreading it out.
Well, you don't. So you don't have to. No, you don't.
Why don't you?
Because he has four years left on his deal. Mike, there's countless players that you're right. I totally agree with you. You have no idea 5 years from now what the guy looks like. So why would you lock yourself in?
Because the bottom line to it, Joe, is that You say you want to constantly always win. This is professional football league.
Professional.
You want to give yourself a chance to win. That don't mean you're going to win squat.
Right, but you're hurting your chance 6 years from now. Yes, you are.
How you?
All right, Mike, let me ask you a question. Hold on. We've in the last decade, the Eagles have given out two big contracts to quarterbacks, right, Mike? We can agree on this. They gave Jalen a 5-year deal, and they gave Carson a huge one, right?
Okay.
So the Jalen one is working out great so far. Everyone's happy. The Carson one was a disaster. Why were part of the reason they were able to trade Carson and reset this thing is because a team would take him. You think a team would have taken Carson if he had 7 years left on his contract?
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, that's the point.
But that's not what we're talking about here. This is totally different dynamic.
We have a good team,
and we have won. We've been there. We have won. One, but been there two times in recent memory. I'm not going to go back to the one that we won.
Right.
I'm talking about most recent. And Jalen was the quarterback and is the quarterback. So with that being said, by keeping that player and spreading out his contract to be able to keep good players around him, that gives you an opportunity and a chance to be viable, a chance to win.
Because in the NFL,
it's not guaranteed you're going to win anything, and you can have the best quarterback behind the center, and that ain't going to promise you squat.
I agree with that. Mike, you and I agree on that point. I mean, you can't guarantee anything, and that's why but that's part of why I don't want to do it. Mike, it's a good phone call, and we appreciate it. But you can't – if you told me guaranteed by doing this, we got two or three more Super Bowls, cool. But we can't guarantee
there's
anything.
Nothing guaranteed. No. I think it makes you viable, though, because we just sat here all last week and we talked about how Myles Garrett could change the complexity of his defense and how we could just sprint through the regular season with the personnel that we have. And I look at it like this, too. We're going to add some more weapons around our quarterback. Our quarterback has flaws. There's no question about that. I mean, and I understand where you're coming from, because in comparison to the guy that you want to give him the like contract, he's more of a complete player.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about what was the biggest flaw that we saw in the Super Bowl when it came to Patrick Mahomes, he didn't have any personnel around him to get the job done. And, you know, he suffered tremendously. I'm talking about the offensive line.
Sure.
I'm talking about the receiving core. I'm talking about everybody. We're not in that position. The strength of our team is our collective. The fact that we do have skinny Batman and big Batman and Saquon and a strong offensive line. So if we go out and, like you say, kick the can down the road a couple years, go get a Myles Garrett. Go add another running back in the draft. Go add a slot receiver, you know, along with the young, amazing whites that we have on the squad already.
Exciting.
Amazing, exciting, awesome whites or whatever.
Awesome whites is kind
awesome
of funny.
Whites. Yeah. You just strengthen your chances of making it to the Super Bowl.
So I understand your point, and I agree with everyone who thinks this would help them next year, right? And the year after that. It would give you more flexibility to bring back a Milton Williams or Sweat or Becton or Bond or go get Miles. I mean, I don't disagree with you guys. It's like a lever how we could pull it to open up more space.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right that part of the reason the Eagles are so good is they surround Jalen Hurts with so much talent.
The Mighty Whites, all that.
All that. The other reason I think the Eagles are such a good franchise is they're not afraid to pivot if things start going bad. And I think in the NFL, you never know when it's going to go bad. And if you think that's me being negative about Jalen, then you could take it that way.
I hate her.
That's fine. I'm looking at it.
That's the easy thing
that's
to
fine.
Say.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm looking at it as an I don't know. I'm very happy to say I have no idea what Jalen Hurts is going to look like in 5 years. I mean, you could tell me right now he's going to age gracefully and go to the Hall of Fame and every year is going to be great. I hope you're right. But a lot of people thought that about other players that didn't. Like, I think part of the reason Eagles are so good is they can pivot quickly. They had Wentz, he was a disaster. They had Doug, who was a championship coach, and they realized, not going the way we want. Let's move off both of them. And 2 years later, they're back in a Super Bowl. So 3 years from now, 4 years from now, and we all love Sirianni and Hurts today. They might not be here in 5 years. I mean, I'm just being, that's the way the Eagles operate.
And you move, and I look at it like this. There was a time in the NFL, Joe, that you would be, for example, the Carson Wentz move. You're being cap hell for that.
Yep.
They're not. They're putting so much money into this game is growing so fast that I understand what you're saying about giving Jalen that kind of money, but 3 years from now, that he's going to be making peanuts compared to what Jaden Daniels is making or one of those other quarterbacks is making. You see what I'm saying? Because even Patrick Mahomes' deal doesn't look – I mean, it's still big. It's massive. But it doesn't look as big when you talk about the fact that you're re-signing Matt Stafford to $100 million. You know what I'm saying? For, what, a year? Maybe two?
Yeah, they gave him a big raise, actually.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So that's the going rate for that caliber of quarterback.
Oh, it is. And look, I think the next few years, Jalen could end up being a steal based on the contract they gave him a couple years ago. I'm not interested in an extension today. 215-592-9494. All right, let's also hit what went on this weekend, which was big news Friday, even though we all felt it coming here. Here, the Sixers shut down officially Joel Embiid. They put out a statement at like 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, he done.
A classic Sixers Friday dump as if no one's paying attention. Well, we felt it coming. Joel Embiid out for the rest of the season. Hugh, I have no idea when we're going to watch this guy play basketball again. And what struck me when they put out their statement on Friday that he is done for the season, the way they framed it was medically unable to play.
They don't know. I mean, which is amazing. They don't know how to fix it. Like, they fixed it, but it's still swelling. That's what I got from it. It's still swelling, and he's still in discomfort or whatever. So yeah, they don't know what to do.
Well, let's listen to how it kind of went down. Shams talking about the process of Embiid getting shut down. Apparently, last week he went straight to the owner, went above everybody else, straight to Josh Harris. Here is Shams talking about Joel Embiid and the shutdown this weekend.
Malika, this all came to a head over the last couple of weeks, specifically when I'm told Joel Embiid went directly to 76ers owner Josh Harris about the state of his knee and about where the realization he's at with what's in the best interest of him, the organization, as far as a potential shutdown. Because remember, Josh Harris owes Joel Embiid up to $300 million over the next five seasons. So the backdrop to all this is that last month we've seen fundamental differences between Joel Embiid and the 76ers as far as Embiid believing that he needs a different treatment approach for this versus the 76ers feeling you play on it, get in better condition, and you could continue on this year. This has been a situation the 76ers have been dealing with all season, and they managed the swelling in multiple different ways, including injections monthly, just to get him on the court. But here they are in lockstep. This is all about getting Joel Embiid back on the court in the best sustainable way, and they are in lockstep about that.
Wow.
Well, and they're in lockstep to shut him down for the rest of the season, which helps from this perspective. They can obviously tank more now, or at least try to tank more. They did win on Saturday and beat the Warriors. More. But it gives them a better path to doing it instead of he's in, he's out, they're going to try to win these games, all that. But Hugh, the bigger picture is I have no idea when, and I think you said this, if he's ever going to play again.
Do you know, and I'm going to talk about what you talked about, but you know what jumped out to me in that interview that Sham did and he was talking about it? Is that they're not on the same page with his treatment.
Nope.
And this is what it sounds like. And I'm reading the tea leaves and I'm doing some reckless speculation because that's what we do.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
It sounds like they feel that he could play. He feels like he can't play. Because it sounds like they're saying, hey, man, if you get in better shape, then you can manage this. I mean, you know how it is. When you have certain things with your knees, and like we talked about last week, you got to strengthen the muscles around it, the core muscles around it. That, given that, what's being said and what was said earlier in the year, it sounds like Joel Embiid, reckless speculation, does not have the drive that they would like him to have in order to get ready to play.
So I'm going
to
play off what you just said. If there's not a fix, right? Like, and I know Dr. Spike has talked about this in recent past. Like, there's no one surgery to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
If he's right and that's the truth, then why should I expect him to ever play again? Like, if there's not a surgery where they can fix the knee and he comes back and feels like he used to, Hugh, if this is his new norm, if this is his new normal that he's got to play through discomfort and get in great shape to play, then do we expect him to ever play again consistently?
I don't. It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like he believes and what's being told him as far as his knee is concerned.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I don't know where they go from here. Look, a year from now, if he doesn't play for a full year, they can start to apply for medical exemptions and medical retirement. At this point, it's sad that that's probably the best for the franchise. Think about how great this guy was a few years ago. He's the MVP of the league. He was one of the great scorers per minute in the history of the NBA. And now it feels like their best path is that he doesn't play anymore. I don't know how he gets back to playing the way he used to. And Hugh, if you're right that it's about discomfort and it's about playing through it, he either has to accept that or I don't know if he's going to want to play basketball anymore.
It don't sound like he's built for that, Joe. I mean, and some people aren't. You know, playing basketball is hard. It's probably going to always be uncomfortable for him. And they're telling him, like, hey, if you do this, if you follow this regimen, you should be fine. Doesn't sound like he believes what they're saying.
Yeah, and it also does sound like it could lead to the end of Morey here. I mean, if he's going above the coach and above the GM about his treatment plan.
Yeah, that one right there jumped out to me as well. He's like, hey, man, they don't hear me. Maybe you will. And I'm thinking the owner, he's not dealing with the day-to-day stuff.
No, well, he's got a football team.
He's probably looking at it more so like, I need a quick fix, so, okay, just shut him down. And he's looking at him like, you just gave his butt. You just gave buddy.
Dude.
What are you doing?
You just gave the buddy, what, $190 million?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, your job is in jeopardy.
It's like DeMarco Murray going to Jeffrey Lurie on the plane.
Oh, wow, that's a great moment in Eagles.
Wait a minute, what happened? I wasn't here for that. What happened?
It was part of the year that Chip was about to get himself fired. DeMarco didn't love his usage, and he went and the story was he sat next to Lurie on the plane right home from New England, maybe it was?
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
I forget which game it was.
And then Chip was fired a couple weeks later, yeah. It adds to a ridiculously bad season for the Sixers, and the fact that now medical retirement and him never playing again is on the table and it's out there.
It's crazy.
It also tells you how bad it is. I mean, in the perfect world, he gets back and plays at a high level. I haven't spoken to one person who's like, yeah, I think that's going to happen. I don't know when we see him again. And if it is close to the end, it is a sad ending to what was, you know, at one point looked like it was going to be a special, special career. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls here. You could chime in on the Embiid thing, but the Jalen Hurts contract situation right after Kyle tells you about the Odyssey giveaway for a trip to Florida.
Yeah, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword assist at 94WIP.com for your chance to win.
All right, check that out. Paul in Northeast Philly. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, Paul. What's up, buddy?
Well, I had to think when I was talking to your producer, but I changed my mind. I would sign Jalen for extended years.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
I got him, Hugh.
Got him.
He badgers the witnesses before they get to
me. I didn't badger anybody.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Paul. Tell us what you think.
Who was the last quarterback to be signed last year? It was the guy from Dallas.
Yeah, Dak.
Dak Prescott.
Who's the highest wide receiver in the game, price tag? The guy from Dallas, they signed him late.
Mm-hmm.
They signed a quarterback about 6 hours before week one. But, so what I'm saying is, they paid the highest price and locked down their team and had to release some talent because they signed people late. So their general manager's horrible. Our general manager's not that way. He's going to sign them, and he'll be a bargain 4 years down the line. He'll be a bargain. Same thing with these guys. There goes what people don't want to hear. Middle linebacker, gone. Defensive tackle, gone. And he'll keep the offensive lineman because that's what he does. But in his mind, linebackers are a dime a dozen, and the D-tackle's going to get paid.
Paid.
And I think he's going to get the kid from Cleveland because Whitcomb's going to be up, or Sweat's going to be up for like $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think it goes down. He makes himself flexible to get free agents, but also he builds for years to come.
Well, that he does. And Paul, this would be, you know, maybe the biggest version of that. And Paul, I understand your point on Dallas. And look, if we were close, and Paul, good phone call. If we were close to the end of Jalen's contract, if he had 2 years left.
Then you would consider it.
Well, then, because you want to get ahead of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year they extended AJ. He had, what, 2 years left? And they gave him a few more years. Jalen has 4 years.
Don't matter.
It does matter.
Yeah, it don't matter because you're trying to get Myles Garrett. Because this is the easiest path that we could take to get Miles.
See, that doesn't sound like chess. Easy sounds like checkers.
Well, it sounds like that's what we're trying to do to get Miles Garrett. Do you want Miles Garrett or not?
King me, Joe.
Do you want Miles Garrett or not? I don't want to play franchise checkers with you guys. I'm playing chess over here.
No, we're playing chess.
No, you're not. You're just throwing money on top of money.
No, we're trying to make a way for Miles Garrett to get here.
Can I, again, this will be, I guess.
He's always been on board with Miles Garrett.
Yeah, always.
Yeah,
from
I just
day
didn't
one.
Want to pay for it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he just wants it to be cheap. Now, I'm going to say something, and this is going to be constituted as a hater.
I want the easy way out. I want the shortcut home.
Yeah. You do. I'm going to say something, and it'll be constituted as being a hater, but I have to say it, okay?
Hate.
Well, because every call we get, well, Jalen's just going to be, you know, he'll be worth all the money or he'll look cheap when he's 32 and he's making $65 million because the best quarterbacks are making $100. What if he isn't good then? Like, this isn't like a house in a nice neighborhood that's just going to go up in price. What if the roof caves in? Players decline. You don't know what the player is going to look like in 5 or 6 years. I don't know. I think we're just in a state of euphoria with Jalen Hurts. We assume what we just saw in the Super Bowl is going to be him for 3 or 4 years. I hope it is.
You didn't see him working out?
He works out every offseason. He also took 40 sacks this year. He works out all the time.
You didn't see him doing those ball drills in Texas?
I did see the ball drills in Texas.
Just saying. Hey, I mean... I hear what you're saying, Joe, but I want if we could get Miles Garrett and this helps us get Miles Garrett and keep Jalen Carter and build a dynamic defense, then I'm all for it.
What did Russell Wilson used to do? Didn't he work out on a plane? Remember the whole thing where he was doing like
No, Russell was special though. Like Russell Rupp,
yeah, but Russell was a tremendous player, and then he got into his 30s and he's not tremendous anymore.
You know what went south for Russell is when his play, his antics didn't match his play.
Yeah, but his play fell
off. Same thing kind of with Aaron Rodgers.
No, but Rodgers is a great example the other way because he lasted until he was about 38 and then it started to fall.
Jalen might be quirky, but I think Jalen is good for about 2-3 more Super Bowl runs. That's what I'm looking at.
Well, let's get those in the next 4 years and then we'll assess the contract.
The only way we get that is we get Miles Garrett.
We haven't given out any of these crazy contracts. They've been at 3 Super Bowls the last 8 years. You guys are painting it as you have to do this. You don't have to do anything.
From the interest that they say that Howie has in Miles Garrett, this is the only way you can make that happen.
Well, it certainly would make it a little bit easier. I'll give you guys that. 215-592-9494. All right, back to your calls on the Jalen Hurts situation. Hugh wants to give him an extension right now.
Extension.
Four years. He's got 4 years left on his deal. You guys are wild. 4 years left extending his contract. No, I'm going to wait on this, even though it would give the Eagles cap flexibility. Would you do it? Plus, when we come back, the Nick Sirianni podcast tour has officially begun.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Yeah, that's how each of them start. We'll play for you the best of him from his appearance on Part of My Take next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What's it like knowing that at any given time, Howie could be working on something just insane that will make your life very complicated the next, like, 24 hours? Like, no matter who is available, who's not even available, I feel like Howie is always cooking something up.
Yeah, it's going to make my life – the secret to good coaching is get good players.
Yeah.
Howie does a great job of that.
Yeah.
So it's – he's making my life easier and easier every move that he makes. It's awesome.
Which might include more money and an extension for Jalen Hurts. Welcome back, Midday Show. The voice there of Nick Sirianni, Part of My Take, is the Sirianni podcast tour has begun here. And he was on with those guys talking about that, what it's like to be a coach here with Howie making moves. But he continued. This is a long interview, a lot of stuff here. Let's play some. We'll get back to your phone calls. 215-592-9494. How about Kevin Petullo, the new offensive coordinator? Here's what Sirianni said about his guy.
I haven't made a decision over the last 5 years, or really even going back to Indy, without the assistance of Kevin Petullo. And that's just in whether it's offense, whether it's head coaching, whether it's something to do with anything, he's the guy I lean into the most. And that's really, you talk to Shane Steichen, you talk to Brian Johnson, you talk to Kellen Moore, they all say the same thing. This guy is a star, you know, loves football, bleeds football, wants to do everything, like has a great look at all the players said about him after he got hired and the endorsement that he gave that every one of them gave him. He's a special coach.
Well, that was a big endorsement, Hugh, of his new offense coordinator. He called him a star and a special coach.
Yeah.
Makes me think that last year, if he could have made him the offensive coordinator,
he would have.
Yeah, obviously the Eagles went outside and got Kellen Moore and wanted to add some fresh things, but I mean, you could tell he believes what he's saying, because every press conference the last couple of years, he always mentioned his name. Like, I buy it. I think he believes this about Petullo, and now we'll see how good he does.
Well, I think part of it, too, Joe, was that he was greasing the skids for, you know, the introduction of Petullo.
Like
the
soft launching
that, Yeah. The fact that he was going to bring him in and make him a part of it. You know, you got to throw the guy's name out there so that when it does happen, it's familiar to people. So that's what they were doing.
Well, they did it, and he's the coordinator. That was a big one, though. Star, how about the criticism that Sirianni gets, his feeling on that from people like, you know, like Hugh Douglas over here?
How does it feel now to be in this class of immortality in Philadelphia? Like, going into the year was obviously a little feisty with you and the Philly fans, and now no matter what you do, you're automatically on the pantheon of like all-time greats.
You know what I'd say about that? You know, a couple people have asked me, like, why don't you get up and be like, look at me, like, do something like that, right?
In your
face. I'm like, you know, I'm actually grateful for, and this, I'm gonna, this, I know this isn't the mood we're in right now, but like, because we're having fun, but I'm grateful for the criticism. I'm grateful for the adversity, because it truly makes you, and I look back at my entire life, the adversity has made me who I am. I have no doubt in my mind that it would have been hard to win the Super Bowl this year if we didn't finish the season the way we did last year. And I'm grateful for the adversity. I'm grateful for the criticism. And the reason I'm grateful for the criticism is because, you know, I got three kids that I'm going to raise in this social media world that they're going to get criticized, right? And I'm going to have to be able to parent them in those scenarios. And what a great opportunity I have and a great experience I have of what we went through, right, with the light on the other side of the tunnel.
So two things. One, I think that's really cool what he said at the end. I actually think he has handled the winning, Hugh, more mature than I anticipated. Like,
or that I would have handled.
Yeah, there's not been much petty. There's not been much peacocking. He gave a very subdued speech at the parade. I expected a little bit different kind of champion Sirianni. I think it kind of goes along with his maturity as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing I take from that is, let me be the first to say, Nick, you're welcome. I mean, he said he appreciates the criticism, that he didn't think they would have got there without it. Well, I could speak for myself, but I'm not the only one that, you know, calls WIP and criticized Nick when things were going wrong. You're welcome. Hugh, what'd you make of that? Him saying he appreciates it.
I wouldn't have done it. I'd have been super petty. Yeah. I'd have told all y'all to kiss my ass.
Yeah,
and
we know.
The fact that I'm awesome, I'd have let that be known, and I'd have, you know, had a picture of potentially what the ring was going to look like. I would have surprised everybody, you know, and talked about how big it was going to be, and had a ring, had a shirt that said Super Bowl winning coach on it, all of that. I'll let y'all, I'd have reminded all y'all.
Because you're petty.
Petty as hell, and I embrace
but
it.
But how does that factor into trying to be a grown-up?
Duh, what part about grown-ups did you not understand?
But you always say you're like trying to be a grown-up.
I tried, but in that moment, no.
Okay.
He got ridiculed, and I think back, and I don't need to say any names, but you know how, you know.
Jaleel.
Well, that wasn't the name I was thinking about.
I already apologize. Like I'm a Sirianni guy now. Did you forget? I'm a Sirianni guy.
I love
you. Threw Sielski right under the bus.
No, Mike, if I love you, but I just think about that moment where Sielski went ham about him bringing his kids to the press conference. Who else? Marcus Hayes.
Yeah, you might as well just list up.
Probably Marcus. I'd be like pointing at Marcus. Every time I see Marcus, I buy him dinner.
Mm.
Mike Sielski. Everybody else that hated on me in that press conference. And who was the dude that asked him, what do you do? I'd really be hating on him. What do you do? What's your job description? And I sat there and I was stuttering. I would have been like, yeah, him too. I'd have bought him a meal at the, because you know they're probably at the combine.
Oh,
they were
probably
at the combine.
Of course.
I'd have bought all them meals. And I'd have sat there and I'd have looked at him straight in the face and I'd have been like, how you doing, man? You good? And he was like, yeah, how you doing, coach? Well, yeah, you know, I just won the Super Bowl. I'm doing fine. And my kids was there. You know that? My kids were there. Yeah, I'd be super petty.
Every day we see a glimpse more and more why Hugh could
that's
not
why,
have been a head
that's
coach.
That's why God knew that I shouldn't. He didn't want me to win because he knew I wouldn't know how to act.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. God did me a favor because I'd
have bought
him. Yeah, I'd have reminded everybody every day that I won.
Well, speaking of the kids at the podium, it did come up on the Sirianni podcast tour. Here was that part of the conversation with part of my take.
It's so hard to win a game in the NFL. That my moment was never to be like, I'm going to shield him from a tough question. We just won the game.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett jumped over. We were up, what, 10-0? And it was about to be 13-0 and a half. He jumped over someone, blocked a kick, and they returned it for a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's hard to win.
Yeah.
And so my whole thing there was like, let's go celebrate the win. Some people people in the media didn't take it that way. Yeah. So I got it. So my wife said, no more kids up at the podium anymore.
Yeah.
Well, so there you go. That's the reason why we didn't see them anymore. The family said no more, and then that was it. 215-592-9494. I enjoyed listening to Sirianni there, especially the stuff about kind of subduing the pettiness, the anti-Hugh, and kind of holding, carrying himself with some grace after a Super Bowl.
Some grace and dignity.
Some grace.
I'd have acted like, because to be honest, like they say, act like you've been there before. Yeah. No, I have not been here before. So I'm going to act the whole – I'm going to show my whole ass at the press conference because I ain't never been here before. I don't know what this feels like.
Sirianni definitely didn't show his whole ass at the parade. He could have. I expected it.
I've never felt it. Like, act like you've been before. I don't know what it feels like, so I'm going to act the fool. I'm going to do that.
So if this is why when you see Hugh with his whole ass out, this is the reason, all right?
Don't ever let me win a Super Bowl. Ooh-wee. Don't let me be like an assistant coach. Let me be Big Dom and win a Super Bowl. Oh, man. Yeah.
They're cheering you, Douglas.
Like I was out there playing. You can't tell. You wouldn't be able to tell me nothing.
Now, do you list your haters so you can go back and get them, or are they all just up there?
I would probably have to go back. And this is one thing I would do. I would find somebody. I would pay somebody.
Oh, but to bookmark the haters?
Well, to farm my tweets.
Yeah.
You know, because they have people out there that would go back in the archives and hate on all the folks that hated on you. Like, if I had the time, which I don't, when I got fired from ESPN, I would go back and find all them cats that had something slick to say about me getting fired and be like, look at me now. I'm still winning.
What about your coach in Jacksonville?
Does she do anything for us?
I'm not going to book a flight to go to wherever the hell he coaches.
You're just not going back to Jacksonville?
He's not in Jacksonville. He's overseas somewhere.
Oh, that's right.
Who he coaching for? The
Europe, right?
He's the Europe Mounties or something like that, the Stampeders or something.
I got to find it where he is.
I'm not hating on, because like me and Jack, we mended that fence. I'm not hating on Jack. I just, you know. I'm still here.
Call
in America.
You on TV.
He's in France. He's coaching football in France.
Parlez-vous français? He's snails and whatnot, doing his thing, coaching people that probably.
He's coaching the Paris Musketeers.
That's
of
what
the
I'm
European
saying.
League.
The barely scratching the surface about what football is in America.
Yeah, that.
So you're saying he's not even worth it at this point.
No, I'm just saying I'm not mad at him. I mean, he's doing it. He live in France, man. How cool is it to live in France?
Well, I don't think he. I think he'd want to be here in the NFL. They just don't want him anymore.
He was in college. I mean,
but he got in trouble in college.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's his fault.
I'm just saying.
That's his fault.
I agree. 215-592-9494. All right. Embiid out for the season. Should the Eagles extend Jalen Hurts' contract? Right. I'm you people. I'm you people and both of you. I'm sorry.
It didn't take him long.
You people, Hugh and Kyle, trying to get me to extend Jalen Hurts' contract. He has four years left. And we're throwing how much a year? 60, 65 million. It's got to be going, right? Just pile it on
just
into his
30s. Give him the money.
Yeah,
man.
No big deal.
He deserves it.
I do understand your premise. You want to extend the money, spread it out so you have more money in free agency.
To get Miles.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not willing to go there. To me, it's too much risk attached for no reason.
Tony, this ain't worth the squeeze.
It's not worth it. Tony's in Willow Grove. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hey,
you?
Tony.
What's up, man?
Having a bad day. So, John, you just poked the bear, man. I just had to get a couple things off my chest. Mm-hmm. One question I got for you is,
you about to call. You just any kind of name.
To the Eagles. Were you there back in the when they had these two guys called Reggie White and Jerome Brown?
Well, I was young. I was pretty young for that. But go ahead, Tony.
Okay. Now, the question I posed to you is this. Would you be opposed to that right there, 2.0 Jerome Brown, Reggie White?
No, I mean, the premise of it sounds amazing. I understand what you mean.
Do you also understand that the Commodores is coming for us? You see what they just did with Debo. Mm-hmm. They coming for us, man. Everybody's coming for us. So we got a chance, in my opinion, to get the most dominant player to go with our defensive line. Why would we not get him? I don't care. I mean, I would love to keep all the free agents, but you know what? If we have to let everybody walk to get him, do it. Just do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm on board with that. And what we need to be focusing on, if you really want to start a movement as far as the Sixers are concerned, I'm a little upset with JoJo, but the person that we should be upset with is Josh Harris. We need to start a petition to get him to sell the team, fire down Maury, and let's do what we got to do. Because as long as he owns his team, we ain't going nowhere. regardless if JoJo plays or don't play or not, in my opinion.
So as much as we may disagree on the Eagles' way of, you know, the future, Tony, I can't fight you on the Sixers thing. If we can get Harris out of here and we can fire Morey, I'm with you, man. Look, the whole thing is a disaster, unfortunately, and they've wasted this Embiid thing. So, Tony, I'm not opposed to the Myles Garrett idea. I just think it's way too much risk attached to extend Jalen Hurts' contract now. We don't even know what he's going to look like 3 years from now, let alone 6-7 years from now. It feels way too much to me.
I get what you're saying, but you have to look at the tea leaves a little bit, bro. We won two Super Bowls in 7 years, mm-hmm. man, number one. Now we're the hunted now. We are the hunted. Everybody's coming for us. You know what I'm saying? The Washington Commanders, I think they're going to – if we don't get them – not to mention if we don't get him, we don't want him going to D.C. We don't want him going to Detroit. We don't want him going to anybody that we got to go up against. So if we got a chance, I mean, not if we couldn't get him, that's one thing. But if there's a chance that we can get this guy to pair up with Jalen Carter, come on, man. Sell that. Get rid of every damn body. I'll come down and help drive them to wherever they want to go. To get that too? Come on, you with me on this dude? What's up, man?
I'm with you, dog.
Hold on. Last week, you didn't want to do this.
No, I'm saying if we extend Jalen.
I know. I got you. Yeah, no, Tony, listen. Myles Garrett here would be incredible. I mean, him, and I understand the comparison. And it's been out there a little bit. Tony, we appreciate the phone call. The idea of Carter and Garrett, you know, akin to Reggie White and Jerome Brown. I understand the sentiment. And there's ways to move money around, and there's ways to extend contracts. Just when you talk about a quarterback, that's the biggest one. It's the biggest contract. I have no idea. It's amazing to me how everyone is so in on Jalen Hurts 6 years from now, when 3 months ago, most people would have thought this is an insane idea. He's the same player.
Fan is short for fanatic.
I know.
That's the only thing I can tell you, because that is exactly what it is. I find it fascinating, and I'm not being petty. I just know this stuff. I know this mm-hmm. stuff. Before he won the Super Bowl, and he was having the season that he was having, there were a lot of people down on Jalen.
Yes.
They were not happy with him. And you know what the irony is? The fact that he's the MVP. It's not lost on me. He was the MVP. And we look at his stat line, eerily similar to a whole lot of games that he played in the regular season. I think that because of the outcome of that last game, that people have just accepted it, that it is what it is.
You might be right, but I can't give him an extension on his contract because he played two great games. I mean, that doesn't flow with me. I mean, heck, I said 3 months ago, the temperature of the city after the Rams game, the Rams playoff game, was like, whew. We escaped. I mean, Jalen took 7 sacks. He injured his knee in the game. Let's hope he's okay for the next game. Again, Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback. He's a champion. He's a winner. All the things you want. And he's under contract for the next 4 years. 4 years! That's a long time to figure out. Yeah, I have no idea what he looks like 4 years from now. I hope he gets better and better. And if he evolves as a passer, well, then, you know what? This will be easier 2 years from now. Because 2 years from now, I think the Eagles will extend his contract. But today, on March 3rd, you know, 2025, I'm not in. Chief in Pottstown. What's up, Chief?
Hey, so I was thinking specifically of why Howie Roseman wants to put the contracts the way they were, and the reason why Jalen Hurts is going to get extended in 2027. The reason for that is that all of the money that Howie's been borrowing against the future hits in 2029. And the reason why it hits in 2029 is because in 2028, the NFL will have an opportunity to renegotiate their TV contract. As well, Nielsen, who does those TV ratings, has started restructuring how they actually record that in order to account for all the cord cutters and all the streaming and everything like that. So they're actually figuring out how to get bigger numbers, essentially, from what people are actually seeing compared to what they've been predicting before. So the cap might go up 30, 40%, a massive jump. Around 2028, 2029.
Yeah,
so
no, it's a good point. That's going to be a big deal because the money for the TV contracts are going to go up. Everything's going to go up. And they, like you said, they're going to have they have a sense of how many people are watching now, but it's going to be more direct and they're going to know more clearly. And that's, I think it's going to lead to a huge increase in the salary cap.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how, if you look at a lot of the contracts the Eagles have, a lot of that money, those void years hit in 29. And I think that's when we're going to start seeing Jalen Hurts' contract really come up on an extension. It's going to be 2027 to get ahead of that because they're going to predict it and they're going to get a better deal on his, but they're not going to borrow big money from the quarterback right now when they want to evaluate the situation in 2 years.
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing, the Chief, those 2 more years, it gives them 2 more years of information, right? Like, if he plays great the next 2 years and he stays super healthy and they win a lot, it becomes easy. And if he doesn't, or he gets hurt, or he struggles, or whatever, then they have it. Just more information gives you a better chance to make a good decision.
Absolutely. It's like Carson Wentz. They have an out if they play it safe.
Exactly. Chief, good phone call. See, that guy gets it. Play it safe here.
Nah, he playing it. He playing it safe. He don't know what he's talking about. I don't even know the guy that I'm talking about. Yeah, I didn't want to say it, Kyle, because I don't know
I thought he had a great point. Play it safe. Keep
play it safe. We're trying to win another Super Bowl.
But they don't need to do this to win another Super Bowl. I like how we say this, like, you know, like they're struggling to win Super Bowls. They just won.
I like how we make it
personal. Last year doesn't matter anymore.
I'm sorry. That's my fault.
I like how we make it personal when people don't agree with us. That's awesome.
I forgot. Last year doesn't matter. How they did it last year doesn't matter anymore. We're on to 2025.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think it would benefit the Eagles if they thought that way. They can't rest on their laurels and be complacent that they just won last year. So, you know, like, they have to be forward thinking still.
I agree on that. I just, there's a sense of forward thinking. And then there's 4 years down the line. If I ask you guys right now, Jalen Hurts 4 years from now is what?
Pretty darn good quarterback. A two-time Super Bowl champion.
That's right.
Two-time Super Bowl champion.
Let me reframe it. Are you?
Get him, Hugh.
Are you positive he is one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the league 4 years from today?
You know what I'm positive.
That was not a yes.
Yes, but you know what I'm going to be saying.
I'm not.
You know what I'm going to be saying. I feel strongly about this too, Kyle. He's a winner. Because I don't care how we get there, but Jalen's going to be the guy that when you talk about him, his numbers might not be spectacular, but you know what they're going to say? He's a winner.
When does that wear off, though?
He's a leader.
Jalen Hurts will be a winner his whole life. When he's 40, do we want him as the quarterback? When does that wear off, the winner thing?
When the talent around him diminishes.
Yeah. I think for as long as we're able to surround him with talent, and that's the point of this.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Ben Roethlisberger was a winner. He stunk at the end. Like, at some point, you want to move off of every player. That's the way it works on a team.
It happens, but I'm gonna ride that Jalen Hurts horse.
Until he told me no.
You know what I mean? Because I'm about to say something.
Lather Vaseline on me.
Yeah. I'm gonna ride that Jalen Hurts horse.
The Vaseline one was
What it is? Got too much damn time on my hands. Been so used to working on the weekend.
I've noticed 2 weeks in a row, Hugh needs like a full half of Monday to recalibrate talking on the radio. Those 2 days in between are a long time.
You know what I told you? Hanging out with my son this weekend, he worried me to damn death, man. You know, kids, man. They're a lot.
Yeah, he wore you out. Are you positive that 4 years from today, Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL? Truth?
Well, no.
I
think what we've seen is you don't need a top 10 quarterback to win Super Bowls in this league. So that's not really where my head's at. My head is at, I think 4 years from now, we can still consider Jalen Hurts a quarterback that this team can win a Super Bowl with. And that's all that matters to me at this point. Like, because we talked all season long about what is Jalen Hurts, and now by the end of the year, where we're at is, well, we know that we can win a Super Bowl with him. So that stuff, it's almost like who cares?
Because
you can win.
I know they can win a Super Bowl with him now. I know they can win a Super Bowl with him, assuming 2026, 2025, he's similar to what he just was. I don't know what he looks like in 4 years.
But I would bank on the fact that if we can get enough talent around him so that the team, so that the Eagles can win the Super Bowl.
Maybe. But again, decline hits players all the time at different times. And I just want a few more years information. Like, guys, this year he was among the league leaders in sacks taken. He was good, not great. If next year he's the same and he kind of settles into this is who he is for the next 3 or 4 years, all right, then that's what we got. And maybe he gets better. I mean, there's also that world here where he becomes a better thrower and he evolves into a better player next year and the year after. Maybe the Super Bowl is a launching pad for him. I think that's certainly possible. There's also a possibility that 3 years from now he's banged up, not as fast, doesn't run as well, takes more sacks, and isn't as great. And then we say, all right.
How many Super Bowls we go to?
I don't know. Maybe none.
I think that.
Well, okay, but let's say they go to this year's Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and then he starts to decline. Why do I want him 5 years from now?
Well, I think if that happens, which I don't think it is because of our offensive line, I think it would be worth it to go back to back.
I just think it's a risk that's not worth taking, and you're locking yourself into something that you might not want to do.
No, I mean, I hear you, but
line.
I just feel like the this juice is worth the squeeze. I really do.
See, that's where I differ. I don't see it being worth the squeeze. I'm not willing to extend his contract now, add 5 or 6 years, take him till his mid-30s when that might not look like you think it looks. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot here. Keep listening. Two more times today, you will hear Kyle tell you about the ultimate college basketball viewing experience coming up. Odyssey's Bucket and Bets, how you can win a trip to Florida for tip-off weekend. That is coming up. A couple more chances for you to do that today. 215-592-9494. All right, come on the other side. A trade over the weekend in the NFL, and it was a pretty big name. It was hinted at by one of our callers. What it means for the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll get to that. Big deal, not quite as big of a deal. What it means for next year in the NFC and the NFCs. That is coming up. Your phone calls on this. Should the Eagles extend Jalen Hurts' contract to free up cap space, to potentially keep some of these guys here, or, you know, go after a guy like Myles Garrett? Hugh says yes. I say no. I just don't think it's worth the risk. And Joel Embiid shut down for the season. Your reaction. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of the grill firing up. It's time to take cooking outside, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And over on the flat top, you got some bacon sizzling to perfection. Now, that's what I call a nice spring. That's what spring is all about. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.